and it comes, it's a square like this, and then it's got one in the center, and then it's got a star to fit that around, and then another star that comes in there, and it goes all the way around, different colors. Mm-hmm. It's upstairs in the closet.
Sometimes when children are making a place to sleep on the floor, what pallet. Do you call it?
Pallet.
If we expect a big crop from a field, we might expect a big crop from a field because the soil is very...
rich.
And what's another word that means rich?
Fertile.
What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, and alfalfa for hay?
Grass, I reckon. I don't know what else it'd be good for.
Is there any particular kind
of pasture? Pasture. What's that? Did I do something? I wasn't touching it. And so last spring, he said, Midge, you got any material, or if you go get it if you hadn't, I wish you'd make Mama something. I'm tired of seeing her wear the same things. I don't sew for myself. I don't love to sew for myself. And I didn't know he paid any attention to what I had on. So she bought me 3 outfits and made them for me.
Oh, did she make that?
She made this for Christmas. This was a Christmas present. But this was in spring, last spring. There's 3 suits, 3 dresses. Mm-hmm. One pure white one, and then one blue with one of these tops on it like this, on this shawl, and then a plain one. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he knew how old. That's the way it goes. I never did like to sew for myself, so I always sewed for the other. I had to make myself things, so I had to have, unless somebody handed me down like my friend when she got fat. I wore her thin things, so I never did that. The only thing, my hips are a little bit bigger. I never did way more than 105 or 8, and after the hips spread, 115 is what I weigh now.
You're still little.
Well, I wasn't so tall to carry it either. Some of my children were tall, but not me.
What would you call a kind of land that had a lot of water standing up on it?
Pond.
Or if it had some...
flush. Marsh. Marsh. Okay. Yeah.
What are some different kinds of soil that you might have in a field?
No, I never did work in the field. I didn't have to. I don't know. Red mud, I know. I used to have that for the kids to come in with the muddy feet.
If you had some land, it was a little bit swampy, and you wanted to get the water off?
Drain it. Make a ditch to let the water run out.
What do you call narrow streams of water that flow in and out?
Banks. We used to have a fat pasture that is over the hill there that we carried the cows every morning to be in the pasture, and we'd wade up and down the branches.
What do you call a deep, narrow valley that has a stream of water going through it? Real deep, narrow valley. What would you call that? Might be down and might walk out through a field and see a real deep, narrow valley, and you might say, there's a big one.
Can't say.
Would you call it a gully or what?
Gully. I guess that would be a gully and the water running through the gully.
Is there any other kind of word like gully that you might call something?
A ditch.
What about one that's just real, real deep?
It's a river bank. I went down the Potomac one time on a boat.
You did?
I went to Washington, Mount Vernon on a boat. That's been years. I was just 12 years old then. My uncle was going up there to see his wife live. They lived there, but he was working in Atlanta and was going home for the weekend, so he took me. And that's when I went to Washington the first time.
Oh.